express yourself.
Hello, hello. Good morning, everyone. Welcome to Talk Line, March 30th.
Express yourself.
Okay.
Good Friday. Good morning.
Good morning. John's in a mood today because today is John's last Talk Line.
Zippity doo dah, zippity a. Oh, what a wonderful day. It's my last day here at KYK. Zippity doo dah, zippity a. Express yourself. I like our. Our fuel company's promo.
Oh, Vitus Fuel.
We're
happy.
Oh, we are happy to feel you.
Yeah, I gotcha. So anyway, it's John's last day, so feel free to call in. Ask him a question about his historical knowledge here at the radio station. It's deep and long ago. And we have a caller already, so we'll go right to it. John, Nick, good morning, John. Welcome to Talk Line.
Morning, John.
I'm on the air. I heard multiple people talking there.
Oh, yeah, that's all of us.
Hey, John, welcome back.
No, this is my last day. I'm here to say farewell to you.
Oh, gee, who's your icon over there? Who am I going to call now?
You're going to call Diane and Peter Atchuk.
Oh, yeah.
Next week, Peter Atchuk will be officially starting on Talk Line.
For sure.
Well, you're both good hosts, every one of you guys.
Thank you. Thank you.
And you all welcome in my book.
Good.
Anyway, I'd like to wish everyone a happy Easter coming up, and it'll be coming on the 1st, you know.
Yeah.
April Fool's Day. You're not April fooling us, sorry.
Yeah,
are you?
No. My niece had a good one. She said she hid all the eggs on, and she didn't know whether to tell the truth or not. It was on Easter. That was a good joke there.
Anyway,
yes.
Okay.
When you guys are out fishing, too, a lot of people are going on that river. It looks stern, it looks slushy. And people are still going down there. If someone is stuck or something, please help them, you know. They might need your help.
Yeah, I saw some photos of some...
looking there and passing by.
Yeah.
And be careful out there. Also, take your trash home, please. The river and the land sustains us with food, and we should respect that also.
Yeah.
Keep it pristine as it is, you know. That way it comes and repays you back.
Oh, yeah.
In ways that are mysterious, we can't think about. But you might get a lot of fish, we might get a lot of game. You respect everything that gives us sustenance, you know?
Yeah.
Food. And Carmigan are going to start being here.
They're here already.
Oh, okay. And then people, when you're out hunting, please watch out to what kind of cartridge you're shooting. 22 carries a long ways. Make sure that you look around and nobody else is around, you know, where you're aiming. Shotgun is good because it just goes to a certain length, but you still have to be careful. Everyone have a good outing today, and please be safe and don't drink and drive, and watch out for Elooks.
What?
Elooks.
Oh, yeah, Elooks. There are lots of many willows.
Yeah, thank you, John.
Okay, everyone have a good day.
Have a
happy
great day.
Happy Easter.
Yeah.
So the numbers are 543-5985. 543-2756, 1-800-995-8954, or you can email at radio@kyk.org. You can use those numbers and that email and do it anonymously.
Yes, you can be anonymous. And
express yourself.
That's it. Now, remember, everyone, tomorrow is the deadline. Tomorrow midnight is the deadline to file your PFD.
I filed mine already
early. Yes, I did too. I
got
to
do my income taxes. What I do is what I do is I send everything to IRS in Utah. I sign the form. I tell them. I write a note saying, I had a stroke. I can't count anymore. And my tax preparer died. Will you guys please help me? And they do it, by golly.
Really?
Yeah, and they send me a refund.
Wow, okay.
They do, IRS.
That's good advocacy for your
Self. Yeah, but they might catch on to me.
No.
Eventually.
They're going to listen to the radio and go, that guy doesn't have a stroke. Look at him. Oh, yeah. He's doing okay.
Pulling our leg.
Yeah. Anyway, yeah, so do that. Do your PFD and then,
Oh, no. Go ahead.
Well, I was going to say, now the YK Fitness Center has an aquatic Easter egg hunt on Sunday. April 1st. Games, crafts, and activities from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. Now, they've got the that's the general time frame, but then they've broken it into age groups. So younger people, 3 to 5 years old, are at 5:30 p.m., 6 to 7-year-olds at 6, 8 to 10-year-olds at 6:30, and 11 to 15-year-olds at 7.
Mm-hmm.
The overall fitness center will be open from 2 to 9. Now, Easter egg, aquatic Easter egg hunt.
Oh, yeah, oh,
now,
yeah.
Now, does that mean the eggs are going to be in the pool?
No, they're going to be outside in the snow, I think.
Okay. I was thinking of the word aquatic, thinking, oh, maybe
it would be fun if they were some, but eggs, don't eggs float after they're cooked?
Well, that's the problem.
Yeah.
Kids are bobbing around just grabbing floating Easter eggs.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure. Okay, yeah, so there's that, and then... there are parent-teacher conferences at BRHS, and those are going to be April 4th from 5 to 8:30 p.m. in the lobby.
Right.
And here we go. There's the Easter Revival at the United Pentecostal Church, which is located at 451 Ridgecrest Drive. We'll have a guest speaker, Evangelist.
What's the matter with you?
Well, a lot of things are the matter with me. Evangelist Felix Crowder of Indianapolis. Oh, that's neat. They're going to have a guest speaker.
So the name of that service is what?
The Easter Revival at the United Pentecostal Church.
They should call it the Easter Resurrection Church Service. Because it's Easter, what the heck?
Well, I don't know. That's fine theological point that I have. Right. I don't know this particular religion. So anyway, service times on let's see, they don't give the date on that. Oh, on Easter Sunday will be 11 a.m. and 6 p.m. Mm. Everyone's invited to attend.
We gotta call.
Oh, and celebrate the resurrection of our Lord.
Oh, okay, that's
finally
the theme.
Yes. Okay, so we've got thank you, Sunny, for waiting. Welcome. We have Sunny calling.
Good morning, Sunny.
Welcome to Talk Live.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, I just wanted to bring out the one that lady speaks out last Monday, I think. It was about the dead bodies that brought over to Anchorage for autopsy for state troopers.
Oh, for autopsy?
Now, that was the one that was found in housing, right?
Yeah.
Nobody mentioned nothing about that. Cry. Holy.
Well, it's up to the village people, man. They got corporation, you know. And that corporation is supposed to help out to bring out the bodies from Anchorage or somewhere. They always bring them over.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people don't like about that. They don't want their dead people to bring it over and left them over there, can't bring them home or whatnot.
Huh. And, okay, yeah.
And that's the reason why I was saying that their corporation can help out, like here in town, that ENC and ONC, they can help out for those that we cannot pay for our own dead body or brother and sister in Anchorage.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not good.
No. That's
and a
hard.
Lot of people always say that it's been over there like 4 or 5 months and how can they get it back? And we don't let the troopers to bring them over and left them over there for us to worry about them. It's for us to worry about our dead people. We bury them, and those guys supposed to bring them over, bring them home after they took them away. And we don't like that. And a lot of people have been saying, how come they always take them away and never bring them home and let their family worry about what's that's the only thing that the people don't like about.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. That's a hardship, I know, for people.
Yeah. Right now it's a hardship for the villagers because they pay for the dead people bringing them over from Anchorage. And they got no jobs back home. There's no jobs in the village. They have only like 2-3 months job and it's gone. And won't have another job until next year.
Mm-hmm.
So they need to talk about that, how to deal with the dead people nowadays.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been going on for so many years like that. Nothing changed. Okay,
yeah,
good morning. Thank you very much.
Thank you for calling, Sonny. Glad you called. Okay, next we have James is on the line. Good morning, James. Welcome to Talk Line.
Good morning.
Yes, good morning. How are you two?
Good. So far.
I'm happy. Yes. I'm happy. Zippity-doo-dah.
It's John's last day.
Yeah, no, man. Well, anyway, happy early, happy Easter, and a very, very good morning, too.
You.
This is coming from CHIVAC.
Good, thank you.
Oh, we got our CHIVAC greeting. I like that. Mm-hmm. Thank you, James.
Yeah, James.
I'm finally here, I'm calling up to you, too.
Good. Thank you.
Yeah. Yes. Well, anyways, happy Easter and a happy, very good morning and happy spring, too.
Yeah, okay.
All of that. Thank you. You too.
Yeah, all right. From CHIVAC.
Okay. Bye.
Before we go to,
Tom.
Leonard.
Yes.
I have, some kind of rumor mill announcement.
Uh-oh.
Is, the AC Liquor Store, that Canadian company.
Yes.
Closing on Sunday.
You mean closing forever or just Sunday?
No, closing on Sunday.
They are closing on Sundays.
They are?
Well, on Sundays.
On Sundays or closing on Sunday until they figure out what they want to do with the city council.
My understanding is they are closing on Sundays but open the other hours.
Are you sure?
Well, now you're looking at me like I might be crazy. So let's look that up. We'll look that up and
we
find out.
We're going to let that Mark Springer. Mark, call. You're the one that I heard from about this. Okay,
all right.
Let's go, Leonard.
Tom, welcome to Talk Line. Tom from Chilista Corporation. Tom Leonard.
Good morning, Diana and John.
Good morning,
Leonard.
Good morning.
Well, John, kind of sad I'm not going to see you in the KYUK offices again, but I hope to see you around town when I'm out and about in Bethel.
Well, if I want something for a choice, I know when you're coming, so I'll come here and see you when you're here.
Sounds good. You're always welcome. Well, I just wanted to call and give a couple updates.
Oh, yeah.
The Bethel office is closed today. Monday, we're going to be out and about and open at 8 a.m., so please stop by the Bethel Chilista office right at Watson's Corner.
Mm-hmm.
And we've got computers, so you can check your My Chilista account or apply for a job. We've got staff there that can help you with updates on any of the shareholder forms or for enrollment.
Oh, good.
So you can stop by or give us a call at 543-5418. Or 5420.
Okay. Thank you.
Yesterday, Leonard, I was helping an elder at the Aspic. I knocked on her door and she had asked me to help her with this form. And I said, yeah, okay. So I went over there and knocked on her door and she says, you ready to vote? She said, yeah, here. It was a form that wanted her name, date of birth, address, and I forgot what else, to mail out so she could get her election papers, her ballots. Is that going on? That's confusing. Confusing to the elders.
I think it was 2 weeks ago, we mailed out a notice to every shareholder.
Right.
So the annual meeting packet that we mail out, in the past we would mail to one to every single shareholder.
Right.
So that has about 100 pages, but what we're finding is that there are several shareholders all in one address and one home.
Yeah.
Oh.
So what we're going to do is mail one packet to each shareholder home and then mail each shareholder their own voting form. So she doesn't have to do anything extra. And so that change will save about 3 tons of paper every year.
But is she going to be getting her ballot in the mail?
Yep. That does not change at all.
Okay, I'll tell her.
Every shareholder, every voter will get their own individual voting form.
Okay, when I go to ISPIC later on, I'll tell her not to worry that you're getting your ballot. And she doesn't have to pay for a cab to go down to the main office to try to straighten it out.
There you go. Yep. Yeah, every shareholder is going to get their own individual voting form,
right.
And then we're going to mail one full packet to each house, each shareholder house.
Mm.
Wow. Well, that's
but
a good
do we
idea.
Have to fill that little notice first and send it back to you?
So that notice is only if you want to get your CHOSA election stuff by email.
Oh, I see. Ah, okay.
Yeah.
Before, don't forget, don't hang up before you go. Anything else?
Yeah. Cover all your bases, Tom. Because...
Yeah, all right.
Okay.
Trying to cover all the bases.
No, but that was good. That was really a good update.
Does that clear things up?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'll tell
the elder up there. She only speaks stupid, no English, and so I'll tell her. When is our next dividend? Is it in April or?
Good question. Two weeks from now.
April
13.
Okay,
because people are giving all kinds of weird dates.
Okay, that's good to know. Thank you.
Yeah, that's only
April
13.
So that'll be a direct deposit if you have that, or it'll be sent out in the mail on that day.
Yeah, I just sent my direct deposit in, I think, and Sue is going to help me with that. Your Bethel office, Sue. She'll help me with that. Because I want direct deposit.
Yeah, she's great. Yeah, so, we have people at both of our offices that speak Yupik or Chupik, too.
Right.
So if anyone stops by or calls, we can help out anyone.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Thank you, Tom, for calling.
Nothing else, huh? Okay, wait a minute. One more. The next meeting is in Akichuk or Tuntutulik Sack.
General shareholder meeting, so not the annual meeting, there's going to be one in Bethel open to all shareholders and descendants on April 16. And then the annual meeting itself is going to be July 6 at Bethel Regional High School.
You're expecting a big crowd, are you? Man, you think big.
I think so. Yeah, last time we had about 300 people, I think, at the old armory. We're expecting a pretty big number this year.
Okay.
That's good. Okay.
Any questions at all, Melody, you can always call.
Yeah.
Okay, now that I'm done with KYK, you got a job opening at Choice for me.
Oh, okay, now you're not job hunting on this job.
Well, stop by our Bethel office and we'll check to see what job.
I'll check
it out.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you very much, Tom.
All right. Take care.
All right.
See you, Leonard.
Our next caller is Stan. Stan, welcome to Talkline. You're on the air.
Hello. Good morning.
Good morning,
good people on a Good Friday.
Yes. Good Friday. Yep.
Yeah. Well, every day is good, so.
Oh.
This one's special, though.
It's a good attitude.
Yeah, anyway, one thing that's been bothering me is people that accidentally die or they don't know the cause, they get sent out to Anchorage for an autopsy, and on top of that, trying to get them back home is more of a burden after losing a loved one.
Mm-hmm.
Wouldn't it be nice if we had a mortician and a morgue set up in Bethel?
Wow. Yeah. Sure would be nice.
Yeah. Because it's pretty often that people get sent to Anchorage for an autopsy. And
that's right.
It's more burdensome and longer waiting periods.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I think it'd be nice if we had a mortician and a morgue set up in Bethel.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true.
Look into that or try to get that going.
Good suggestion. Thank you, Stan.
Yes. Okay, you have a great Easter, both of you, John and Cook Diana.
Okay, thank you. Yeah, John stepped out to get some coffee. He'll be right back. Thank you. You too.
Okay.
Have a nice Easter.
Hasta la vista.
Okay. All right. Well, everyone, our lines are open, so feel free to call. I'm going to give you the numbers. We're 543-5985, 543-2756. You can also call from anywhere in the United States, 1-800-995-8954. And you can email us at radio@kyuk.org. You can remain anonymous on your call and your email, and we will read your email over the air. So we have another caller. Good morning. Our caller is Ona.
Anna.
I'm sorry. They typed it with an O. Sorry.
Good morning.
Anna, good morning.
That guy made sense. I think Bethel should start opening up very important stuff like mortuary.
Mm-hmm.
That guy made a point there.
True.
What Bethel should do is start looking at important stuff instead of really going forward toward the liquor store. You should think about the mortuary and Chuck E. Cheese for kids and playful things. Instead of opening more liquor store for family to break up or no more fun in Bethel for kids and whatnot, they should start thinking about these very important stuff. That guy made a point there. It is true. They sent our family members to Anchorage for autopsy. Then they put the ticket on that family. Okay, you guys take care of it. Take care of the airfare and bring the body home.
Hmm.
A lot of times, yes, families don't have money. Even there's organizations in the village. No, there's always, yes, a problem when they're trying to send the body back. It is true, really. We really need to think about important stuff here in Bethel, even for the kids. Chuck E. Cheese, skating rink. Look at all these stuff, important stuff we could think of and build them up here in Bethel instead of thinking about more liquor stores. Liquor store is not important. It's just killing our people. That's all. Thank you.
Well, for calling, Anna.
Oh,
I'm sorry.
Oh, you're
well,
right.
Well, is my level loud or what?
No, now you're okay.
Oh, now I'm okay.
Just for a moment there.
Control.
Just
yeah,
for a moment. I'm trying to look up that information, but I need to be plugged into KYUK's. That AC liquor store has made a decision to be closed on Sundays. They had been open on Sundays, so we'll see.
Yeah, well,
I need to get on the KYUK.
I thought I heard from Springer the other day that they were going to close until the city council decides what to do. With the, I don't know, maybe even Anna Rose MacArthur would have more information on that. I think I might have heard from you, on KYK News, because there were so many complaints. I don't know. What?
So the thing, I'm sorry, the print's really small. So, the majority of the, according to the KYK News, story, the Bethel City Council has postponed their decision to talk with AC leadership until April 10th, because they have filed a protest.
Right.
They want it to be clear to the Alcohol Beverage Control Board that they protest the renewal of Alaska Commercial Company's liquor license.
Mm-hmm.
And so last Tuesday, this past Tuesday, they voted to postpone a meeting between the city and AC until after the ABC board meeting April 3rd. So they're going to see if their protest goes in before they begin, you know, having other talks with AC Liquor Store. But it looks like
Mark said,
Mark Springer. We called out to Mark and he has replied.
No, doggone Bush Telegraph. I was walking around in a grocery store that won't be named, and somebody said, "Oh, John Atkinson, you should call KYK."
Well, who the heck do they know who I am to hear
your voice?
Tell you.
I don't know. Mark, like, it was like a voice from the sky.
Well,
you know?
Like, your voice is really recognizable too.
Yeah, that's
true.
Yeah.
So, anyways, I guess the question is, what's up with the liquor store, or right, as we affectionately called them in my younger days on the East Coast, the Packy.
The Packy, yes.
The Packy.
Now,
yeah.
Yes, because I think one decision that AC made was to close on Sundays.
Correct.
Okay.
They made, and that decision, according to the news, was precipitated by a conversation that a Bethel resident had with Mr. Pickett down in Juneau. And he said, "Oh, nobody ever suggested that before." That's what the news story said. And he took the suggestion to heart. So, yes, they are closed on Sundays now, and that's strictly a business decision on their part.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's good, because that way those guys that usually buy booze on Sunday and drink Sunday will be able to go to work on Monday.
There you go. I heard from a relative who lives up in that neighborhood that it was awfully quiet last Sunday. So that's
So that's an interesting
plus
thing.
That's a big plus
that we should note. Because
so the as far what the city council did, AC has been wanting to have a meeting. First, they wanted a quote unquote work session with the city council. We don't have work sessions. We have regular, you know, we have special city council meetings, a regular city council meeting. They wanted a work session with the council to talk, and we said, "Well, we don't have work sessions."
So, which is cheaper, work session or a special city council meeting?
Which is what?
Which is cheaper?
Cheaper in terms of what the city.
You know, how much money you spend on a work session or
Well, city council members in Bethel, unlike almost every other community in the state, I think there's one other in the state where city council members are 100% volunteers. We don't get a stipend. We don't get a meeting fee.
Mm-hmm.
The only goodie we get is, you know, maybe getting to go to Alaska Municipal League to Juneau, you know, for a couple of days.
Or fame and notoriety.
We don't even have a budget for snacks in our meetings anymore.
No snacks.
My
no
God.
Snacks. Oh, no.
We're tough, man. We're tough.
A meeting without snacks.
Anyways, AC wanted to have a meeting with the council. We said, well, you know, probably not with the council. And then, you know, it's been suggested we had what's called an action memorandum where the council tells the administration to do something. Doesn't necessarily cost anything, but the action memorandum was for administration, which would mean the city manager, maybe the city attorney, the chief of police, fire chief, to meet with AC to discuss matters of mutual concern. Those words weren't in it.
Mm-hmm.
But the council voted, I moved, and the council voted 4-1 to wait until, to postpone that at least till our next regular city council meeting, which will be after Tuesday, which is when the ABC board is meeting in Null.
Oh, because you want to...
Because the council has protested, you know, we're protesting, we're objecting to renewal of AC's license, and we don't want to give, you know, AC or their attorney something to wave in the face of the ABC board and say, well, they're protesting it, but they're willing to meet with us.
Yeah, gotcha.
So now, that's what...
If the ABC board upholds your protest of the license, there would be a possibility of AC no longer having a liquor store. Is that right?
If the ABC board will, depending on how much weight they give to our protest and depending on what sort of correspondence they may have received from other interested parties in time for the meeting and who they may or may not hear on the telephone, they could vote not to renew the license. Yes, that's correct. But I'm not placing any bets.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
You know? So, anyways, I've got a really good Friday joke, but just if anybody sees me around, they can ask me to tell it to them.
Okay. before I hang up, Mark.
Yes, sir.
Tell us about the artifacts from... the Greenock Dig coming
well,
to
well,
you
know,
ranking.
my point there when we were talking about appointing a city council member to the museum advisory board is
right.
that hopefully the UP Pachayuk Museum will have an opportunity to receive on loan some of the artifacts that are coming back to Quinnahock this summer. And if you want to see them, you got your pencil and papers, it's Nunalek, N-U-N-A-L-L-E-Q, nunalek.wordpress.com. That's the blog that's put together by the University of Aberdeen.
Oh, Aberdeen.
University
mm-hmm.
of Aberdeen, and they're mm-hmm. in Edinburgh. And there's about 4 years worth of stuff on there now. And one of the latest entries from Rick Kinect, Dr. Kinect, who's been the archaeologist there, is showing some of the stuff he's packing up. And there's a gorgeous picture of I didn't count them, but there's like 50. Little small wooden dolls. I think John probably remembers those from his younger days back in the early 1800s.
Yeah, I play with dolls. What the heck?
Yeah, well, I used to be G.I. Joe,
But he's talking about how old do they think they are? How many years?
50 million.
The sod house there that they've been excavating is in excess of 500 years old.
500 years old is the excavation in Quinnahock.
What happened was it was burned during the Bow and Arrow Wars, and people died in it. They found human remains in it. When they started excavating, when they started getting to some of the wooden beams, the things were full of arrowheads.
Man.
Wow.
But
other things, too.
What's really amazing about it is some of the technology that they've found. So Johnny Smith, originally from Uber Bay, lives in Quinnahock now. Very good ivory carver. They show him stuff they dug up, and he's just like, I got no idea how they made that. Ivory carvings, I get no idea. There was a pair of interlocked ivory rings. I mean, carved from one piece of ivory.
Right, saw that.
Carved perfectly. He tried making a pair with a Dremel tool one night, and come out, it's kind of funny looking ovals.
Yeah.
But one of the things they found down there, and they've found more than one of them, is jade tool sets, jade drill bits.
Maybe they traded with the Chinese.
That did not come from Quinnahock. There's only one place in Alaska where there's jade, up there on the Kobuk. And so obviously there was trade that went on. So here's this technology, here's this basically human-powered machine tool technology that's been developed 500, 600, 700 years ago that moved from up there in Kobuk area down to Quinnahock and was used to... You've got to go on that website. It will, John, if you go on that website and look at it, it's going to make you prouder to be Yupik than you've ever been before.
Wow.
I promise.
Give
go
me that,
through it.
Can you give me that website
that
address
website
again? Because I'm going to put it on the KYUK Talkline Facebook page.
That's right.
Go ahead.
Nunalek, Nunalek.
Uh-huh.
.wordpress.
Yep.
.com.
Okay. Got it.
And start at the top and go down through the years, or start at the first one. Just the ivory carving, the ivory items they have found are just astonishing. And
wow.
Everything else they found, they've pulled something like 50,000 hard artifacts out of there. They've all been taken to Scotland. They've been conserved. The wooden items have been conserved. They found masks.
Wow.
They found some incredible masks. And what happened was the place burned down, and then the little ice age hit, apparently, and everything froze up. So they've had the advantage of everything has been in permafrost. So they go in for a month in the summer, they uncover it, let it thaw out, they start excavating, and they get down to where it's ice again, and they pack it in for the summer, and they come back the next year. And so they have found all the organic materials that are in there, you know, grass socks, plant seeds, insects are all perfectly preserved
wow.
in the ice there. So they bring home buckets of just dirt, you know, with the sift. They take those buckets over to Scotland, and there's probably a dozen PhDs to be had just out of those buckets of material.
Now, I think this summer, and people can contact the KUC campus, but there's going to be a two-week class on site that people can enroll in and go to that site and do some of the dig themselves.
Well, they've been doing that. They've, Rick has been doing a thing where a pay to dig deal where you can go down, and of course he brings a lot of graduate students with him, but they also have had a program where you can join the dig, and people do that. You know, that's how they take their vacations. They go excavating around the world, you know.
So people will do that there.
So I really encourage everybody to look at this, and it's amazing. They've got a building down in Quinnahock that they're setting up to, you know, have as their museum.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, my point to the city council was that hopefully we will have an opportunity to share the display of some of those items here in Bethel, because it's literally, well, I don't want to say literally unbelievable, but it's just astonishing the things that the people who lived there were just enormously talented artists, enormously talented.
Wow.
Oh yeah. Well, right now, Mark, I'm looking on the.
We looked up the website,
oh, right?
And it is wonderful.
It is amazing.
Yeah. The pictures are.
I'm looking at the masks. Yeah. They're just weird.
And they made those. They didn't use metal. They didn't have metal carving tools.
Right.
You know.
So
they had fire and wood and rocks and maybe ivory. But you start getting into the ivory stuff. They've got a on one of the first pages, they get the Lebret collection.
Yes.
Yeah, we saw that.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. So, now what's going on there at KYUK? Shane's retiring? Is that what they were saying?
No, me, I am. Shane's
retiring. Yeah, well, you know, I mentioned that to one of your occasional co-workers, and he didn't believe a word of it.
John's
I'm
retiring.
I'm the one that's retired. I'm gone.
Where are you going? Hawaii?
No way. I'll stick around here and keep you guys in line newcomers.
See, there you go. Yeah, you know
that's
going to
be my next job.
You know what a free internet is.
Well, at 1 o'clock, you come and eat here. We're having a potluck in
that.
Get the heck out of that station.
Yes, sir.
Well,
these masks are beautiful.
Yeah, thank you so much, Mark. We gave you more than 5 minutes, but it was so interesting to hear about that. Thank you so much.
Yeah, okay. Thanks, Mark.
Okay, bye, everyone. Bye, everyone. Bye, Mark.
So go to Nunalek, nunalek.wordpress.com. Boy,
yes.
These pictures are beautiful.
I think they're going to try to figure out if people in Quinnahock have the same DNA, because they found human hair at the site. So, and bones. So they're going to probably be able to, like, take care of those properly, but then also find out the DNA.
Wouldn't it be shocking, though, if they didn't have this?
If they weren't connected at all?
No connection whatsoever.
Well, that would be funny.
Man, that would be.
But probably they've come through on that. So, okay, so everyone, we have, our lines are wide open.
Right there, 543-5985, 543-2756, toll free, 1-800-995-8954, or email radio@kyuk.org. Do we have an email and the printers respond? Maybe somebody.
No, I don't think
read.
We have an email, but okay. I think Grady has some announcements that he's going to just come right on the air and do. Oh, wait, but we've got Herman is going to get, we're going to talk to Herman first and then we'll do some other announcements.
That's Herman Nelson to you.
Well, I don't know. He only gave Herman, so I don't,
okay.
You know, we'll see. Good morning, Herman. Welcome to Talk Line.
Yeah, Herman Morgan.
Morgan.
Hey, boy, that's really interesting what that guy was talking about, our ancestors used to pass on stories when they used to have war, and I think it was between Indians and or the people from the coast, and they ambushed them on a creek, and they killed all of them, but they saved one. and they put a bone through his nose, and they sent him back to his village to tell him what happened. So mm-hmm. long mm-hmm. time ago, there was wars, you know, so it's pretty cool.
Oh, yeah.
I was going to give an update on what's going on in Juneau. Last week, the House, you know, there's House in the Senate, the House, they voted to restore our permanent fund to 2,700. But
they got a vote, another vote on it, right, in the Senate?
Okay, yeah. But the Speaker of the House, the majority, he didn't like it. So right now, he's closing down all discussions, and they're up to something to still try to take the permanent fund. But I'm glad it was across party lines. I'm glad the Senate got a vote on it. But there's a lot of other bad things going on in the state. If you look at California, they have what they call sanctuary cities. And they look like a dump them cities. There's trash all over, unuck all over. They're like they're invaded. And they're finding out that the Anchorage mayor, he's for sanctuary cities. He's for letting everybody in. And you guys got to, you know, be really careful about what's going on in our politics and watch out who you vote for come the next election. But I'm telling you, the things are looking really bad. There's SB91 where they let the prison criminals go and never arrest them. And they commit crime and they recommend them around and let them go again. And they give them Medicaid and find them a job and tell you to coddle them. They spent already $2 billion in Medicaid expansion. What they're finding out is the governor's agencies, the money that they budget from the Senate, they're not using it for what they give it to them for. They're even giving to other agencies, like Medicaid expansion, to use it and seem like that's illegal. And one senator, she said, why we wouldn't have budget process here? Why don't we just give them the money and let them spend it the way they want it? But they're calling for an audit. But watch it on Channel 7040. Just watch what's going on, what they're going to do with our money. And remember, people used to say that people get worse and worse and worse seeing it. A lot of times there's other channels you could watch, like Joseph Prince or Christopher Dollar. He'd tell you what's going on. They call bad things good and good things bad. Right now that an acre they're voting on for a man, he can go in the woman's shelter shower and he can lawfully do that. And it's called Proposition 1. That's what's taking over our government. Things like that, abortion, gay marriage, and things that are like evil. We need to pray, you guys. You pray and ask God through Christ Jesus' name. He's coming back. People are getting worse, and we don't need this, what they're doing.
All right, call Herman.
Call up Lyman and that lady. Tell them to leave our permanent fund alone and,
okay,
you know, stop what they're doing.
Okay. All right, thank you, Herman.
He's probably listening on the internet anyway. Lyman, you leave our permanent fund alone.
Now, just as I like to do sometimes when there's misinformation, I just want to say that sexual orientation is not an evil thing if you happen to be a different sexual orientation than heterosexual. That's number one. Well, because he brought it up. So I got to say, well, because you can't say that it's evil because that's not right for people.
Well,
that's not right. That's not fair
to people. Say what you have to say and I'll add to it.
Said. Go.
Okay. One day at the AFN, I was working at for QIK there, and then I had to go to the bathroom suddenly. The bathrooms are in the basement downstairs. I had to run downstairs and look, and then I saw a sign that looked like a bathroom, so I said, oh, good, there it is. I ran in, went to the bathroom, which was pretty full, so I did my thing in the throne room.
Let's not get too much detail.
Throne room.
Yes, yes.
And I started leaving. I said, oh, heck, I got to wash my hands. So I know if I started washing my hands, I looked in the mirror, there's this woman standing behind me. I turned to my right, some woman was washing my hands. I turned to my left, another woman was, I said, where the hell am I? Women's bathroom.
Yes.
I didn't have to be transgender to go in.
No, well, And transgender women, they're women. Transgender men, they're men. And they want to go into a bathroom that fits them.
Mm.
And guess what, everyone? You've been in a bathroom with a transgender person, especially in an urban area, and you don't even know it. So, and you've been safe and sound. We have another caller, Dave Trantham. Good morning, Dave. Welcome to Talk Line. Thank you for waiting. Mr. Trantham?
I'd like to start off with a complaint.
Okay.
Against you.
Me?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Now be nice about it.
But against
both of us, maybe.
All right.
Oh, well, it's against Diane, I think. Yeah.
When I talked to the lady on the phone, I only gave my first name. I did not authorize her or you to use my last name. That's my complaint.
Okay, my apology. It was typed in as your whole name.
Too late.
Okay, thank you.
I accept your apology, but your apology came too late.
Thank you. Okay,
please,
I'm sorry.
Don't make that mistake again.
Yes, sir.
Don't say sir to me. I'm not sir. Thank you. Now, I want to talk about bullying.
Okay.
We hear a lot about bullying. As you know, when you speak out in Bethel, at the Bethel City Council, you get bullied. There is a consequence in this town for speaking out. One council member has already started bullying me.
Oh.
He has fired two shots across my bow, warning shots already. I didn't give his name. He knows who he is. I've been bullied or attempted bullied during World War II by Tojo. I stood up to bullies then. And I'm going to stand up to bullies now. It's time for bullying to stop. And I don't know how to deal with bullying. If anybody has suggestions. People are afraid to go to city council because they know there's a consequence for speaking out. This is America. This is Russia, not Russia. We do things different here. We do things different here and supposed to do different than during Hitler's and Tojo's reign.
Mm-hmm.
And
that's true.
I'm tired of being bullied. The city has gone after me many times. Not too long ago, the acting city manager tried to bully me, and I stood up to that. It took me 2 years to clear my name. I'm tired of bullying coming from the top, coming from the city council. It ain't gonna work for you. Elections are coming up. That may be my only recourse.
Mm.
It's time that we all stood up to bullies. Look what happened at the school because of bullying 20 years or so. Bullies someday will meet their match. There's always a bigger bully out there.
Mm-hmm.
And in this case, the bigger bully is at the polls at election time.
Mm-hmm.
I'm tired of being bullied and don't really know what to do about it.
Mm.
But it must stop. It has to stop. The special attention that the rich and powerful get in this town. What the city council did Tuesday night was bail the manager out for spending money that was not appropriated. They bailed him out. Ticket out of jail. And I like liquor stores. They collect taxes. Before the liquor store was here, we had 50 liquor stores in Bethel. They were called bootleggers. There was not much cry then, but there's a lot of cry now. We'll hear more about that on Tuesday.
Okay. Thanks, Dave. You're over 5 minutes.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it for you, your time. Thank you.
Thank you, Dave. Thank you.
Well, no one should really
be.
Yeah,
it's always nice to hear from Dave.
Yeah, and you know, we apologize. We do want to represent people's names exactly how you would like them. So, and I don't like to hear anybody being mistreated in any way, or that there be bullying going on.
And then when people do call and they say, "You can use my last name," or "Don't use my last name," make sure you say that. Otherwise, when they call in anonymously, we know who they are already.
Well, but we don't say their name.
But we don't say their name. Yeah. Everybody recognizes him.
I'm glad he said something. I appreciate that.
Is Mary quite contrarian?
Well, there is a Mary.
Oh.
Nunawak. Hi, Mary.
Hello?
Good morning. You're on Talk
Good
Line.
Good morning. Good morning. Thank you for taking my call. I do agree with what Mr. Transom said about you. I mean, I don't have anything against you, but what I mean is some people have a tendency to talk for other people, and that's something that we should never do. Is to talk for somebody, or to refer someone to a common citizen within the region. Mm-hmm. That to me that's bypassing and that's giving wrong information. But other than that, I do believe in freedom of speech as long as we do not misuse that gift of speech. And it's like when you listen to John as you and he are hosting this program.
Mm-hmm.
Like if you watch what he does and listen to what he does, you're going to learn a lot. You will.
Yeah.
And we're all learners no matter what age we are. So on the other hand, I would say that they are worse people than you. And that's the our elected representatives and senators, both in the federal and state. But even then, even if you watch them, even if you're fighting and trying to be the most popular, you know, but you still will learn. However, there are like certain individuals who tirelessly try to correct others and to educate them time after time. That's public. However, spring is here. I want everyone to be happy, go out into the tundra, and when you're stressed out or when you're upset about something, that will go away. And today is Good Friday. Let's forgive everyone around us and be nice to everyone around us. And Kriana.
Thank you, Mary.
Zip-a-dee-doo-na.
Have a great weekend.
My, oh my, what a wonderful day. Well, I'm glad for her compliment to me about you'd learn something from me.
Yeah.
No way.
Yes,
stuff that I learned from my elders that I remember, and I try to mention them to whoever I'm talking to. And I hope they learn from what I say, what I learned from my elders. I'm just repeating. It's nothing that I invented myself. It was from my elders who I listened to. And thank God I was raised, adopted by elder, adoptive parents,
mm-hmm.
my grandma and grandpa,
mm-hmm.
because they had a lot of elder friends. And I, boy, it used to be so much fun to sit around the table and listen to them.
Yeah.
Hey, Grady!
Oh, well, now, I also want to say, I hope I get to co-host with you some more in the future. I'll say a little more about that. I don't know. We may drag you in off the street. But also, I appreciate feedback that I got from Dave and from Mary.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for that. I like to hear that kind of input. We have Grady
hiding Easter eggs.
Huh?
Hiding Easter eggs around the swimming pool, maybe. Is that the Grady we're talking about?
No, that's Shaddy.
Oh.
This is Grady.
From the
and
library?
He's in the booth. And he's helping work the booth, but he's going to chime in with some announcements or something, I think.
Yeah,
go ahead, Grady.
Can you guys hear me?
Yeah, it's a little bit low, but...
Okay,
yeah.
There's a couple of things going on at YPCC this week. Saturday, the library will be closed because there's some training, mental health training for people who work with children. All of us are getting together at the Pine Log Cabin. So if there's anybody who thinks they should be involved in that training, they can call me today at the library to see if there's open spots or indeed to register for the next time we have that availability. Mm-hmm. And then Socks in the Frying Pan is on the 6th, which is next Friday. That'll be at 7 p.m. Socks in the Frying Pan is an Irish act. Some of their music's been playing here on KYUK because Petra got it in the system for us. That's my story.
Frying pan? What is in the frying pan?
Well, socks, for one thing.
Oh.
No, it's the name of an Irish band.
Oh.
They named themselves Socks in the Frying Pan.
So they've been here for a while, huh?
No. They just have been announcing them for a while.
Oh,
but they're
finally, give
us that. What's that date again that they're going to be playing? April 6th?
Friday, April 6th.
Next Friday, April 6th at the Cultural Center.
Mm-hmm.
And, my understanding is they're just a lot of fun.
Huh.
And 7 p.m. Really, 7 p.m. Really good music.
I just love their dialect, the Irish.
I know. Those are my ancestors. Who knows?
They are.
Maybe one of them's my cousin and I don't know it.
Yeah, well, there's one thing that Irish and Yupik have in common.
What's that?
Little people.
That is true.
Okay. There were
little people in my past. All right, next we have Ruth. Ruth Yvonne. Ruth is on the air. Good morning, Ruth. Welcome to Talkline. Hello.
Yeah, good morning.
Good morning.
excuse me. I have first of all, I want to thank John for being there and you. We need good hosts. Yeah, okay. We really appreciate John. He's
yeah.
the best. Yes, I have an announcement to make.
Okay.
There's going to be a teleconference. Those of you people in the villages that have been talking about alcohol, here's a number to call in when the alcohol control board is going to meet in Nome on April 3. Alcohol Control Board is meeting in Nome with a teleconference on April 3 at 9 o'clock. Those of you that Nabaskak is probably going to call in. They went to the meeting when Bilkowski came and talked with us over at the Beth BRHS at the Jamai weekend, and there were several people that wanted to know the number. One was from Atmautok, Henry Tikyun, and Akichuk, Minnie Snyder, and the other people that were listening at Mrs. Williams at Nabaskak with her daughter. They came and spoke out, and this is the number to call. Those villages that did not get the message, I hope you guys do it in thunder drums. Alcohol Control Board teleconference, April 3, 9 a.m.
Mm.
The number to call is 1-800-315-6338. One more time, Lori from the local office here gave me these numbers. I called her and asked her that. Once again, the number to call for the Alcohol Control Board teleconference. I hope Mike Williams is listening to April 3, 9 a.m. The phone call to call is 1-800-315-6338. access code 69173. 69173.
Okay.
April 3 at 9 a.m. So please put it in Thunder Drums too.
Okay.
In both English and Yupik.
And I will post it on the KYUK Talk Line Facebook page when I post the link for today's show. I will put it in the comments, along with some other announcements that people made. So thank you for that, Ruth.
Essential for people. Okay.
And the Thunder Drums phone number here at KYK is 543-0234.
543-0234. I'll call it. Okay.
Yeah, okay, good morning. Thank you, Ruth.
Oh, excuse me.
Am I giving you a cold?
No, this is the leftover from when I was sick before. I'm fine.
So you gave me the cold then?
No.
Okay.
I try not to share my colds. I'm very selfish. I keep them to myself.
You're stingy.
Yes, very stingy with it. Yeah, so we have our lines are open, and today is John's last day with Talk Line. I'm really going to miss.
Zippity-doo-dah, my oh my, what a wonderful day! It's my last day on KYUK. Zippity Mark.
Okay, we have a caller who is rescuing us from that little song.
All right.
That's Mark. Good morning, Mark. Welcome to Talk Line.
Yeah. Good morning. Especially good morning to John.
Yes.
Thank you. Okay.
I'd like to give a river report.
Oh, good. Good, good.
This is for Bethel upstream only. Maybe people from below Bethel can call in. Nabuskiak, Napakiak, Back Tundra. I know the Wanakers are wanting to know about the road. Wilson, you listening? So here's what I know about the river above Bethel.
Mm-hmm.
The road's been plowed from Raniak to Joapaluk recently, and the road between Raniak and Kalskag hasn't been plowed since last Saturday, but it's still passable. We plowed yesterday from Kalskag to Bethel, so that section of the road is good. It's hard and dry for now. The sun's getting pretty strong in the afternoon. I don't know how it'll be later. We're hoping that it can hold up through the Easter weekend. But we made a new road, you know, the road from Bethel to the Y was really getting bad, full of water and ruts. So we pushed the road over, and it's hard and dry this morning. Hopefully it'll hold up for a while. Rest of the way up is good, hard and dry. On the big bend below Akak, there's a little bit of sand starting to show through, and the sun's working on it. It's not too bad yet, making some potholes, but just something to be aware of as you're going through that area. Ice thickness, it's probably most interesting thing. We've been checking the ice up and down the river, and not surprising because the kind of winter we've had, it's not that thick. It's been ice, but it's not that thick. I just checked a little while ago at the Y there. It's 28 inches. That's not very much.
No.
And we've been seeing a lot of ice in the 30s, 3 feet around in there. Some of the rougher places where it froze really rough, the ice is in the 40s, up to like 45, Something to be aware of, when it does start melting hard, it might not hold up long.
Right.
One other thing I wanted to make the listeners aware of is we've been watching that area below Kalskag at Coffees very closely, where that open hole is and where the road is close up to the cut bank, We were really fortunate to be able to do what we did in there this winter, and hundreds of people have passed through there safely. But that area is going to get bad quickly. So we're going to close that section of the road here pretty soon, probably early next week. We want to do it as a precaution, you know, close it before it gets dangerous.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to get dangerous fast in there.
Quick.
That open hole is there. The current is aiming right for the road, and the road is right up against the cut bank. So hopefully we'll make it through the weekend, and then early next week we'll close that part of the road and we'll put the word out.
Oh, yeah.
So I think that's about all I had to report this morning. I hope we can hear from Wilson or Earl and others below Bethel.
Thanks, Mark.
Thank you, Mark.
Okay. We're going to miss you, John.
Oh, John, we're going to be around. You see me. I'll have to straighten you out, maybe, if I see you.
Uh-oh.
No?
Okay,
hey.
Good morning.
Thanks, Mark. Hey, I have a question for you, Diane.
Yes.
Where can I buy Cusco Ice Classic tickets? Here in the stores or
AC.
Where?
AC. I think AC. I've seen people table at AC.
Oh, okay.
Next to
AC,
the bank. Next to Alaska USA.
Right, okay.
There are tables for buying Ice Classic tickets.
Good.
Yeah.
And Stella can go there and buy Ice Classic tickets, too. They're not much. You can buy 5 for 20, I think.
Yeah, that's not bad. So,
and you would scientifically look at the the tide.
Yeah.
Book and you figure do
that's what I
and
hear.
The full moon you check the full moon when it is, that's when the ice will go out. Everybody will win that in that 10,000 or whatever.
Yeah,
go down pretty fast.
True. Okay. So
Stella.
Speaking of Stella, we have Stella on the line. Good morning, Stella. Welcome to Talk Line.
Hi. Good morning.
Hi.
I want to say happy early Easter and also to my grandson, the Travian, too. Anyways, I wanted to talk about that. I know we need to talk to our kids about alcohol and it's what's not, that's not good. And because I know it's, you know, breaking the family apart. And I'm going to tell the truth is that the spirit of bad alcohol is from the devil, and that's the truth. Because it's that I'm just learning so much, and it is the truth because that's what he's doing. And that's what's going on in around the villages. A lot of people dying from alcohol, and that's what's happening. But anyways, yeah, we need to, everybody should talk to the kids about alcohol and drugs and not to do anything with it. And if they try, people try to ask people to buy them alcohol or let them try, please say no, it's no good. And another thing is, next month on April 13, 14, 15, Pixie Waves having Big Eskimo Dance.
Doggone, I wish I had money, I'd go down. You better pay my way down, Stella. Or if you're from Tuxuk, call the city council in Tuxuk. Tell them to pay my way down.
Now, no solicitation over the air. No, I'm kidding.
Yeah.
I'll go down and tell stories and
fun.
Look and
stuff. Oh, see? Okay, you're sweeting the pot there.
Oh, yeah.
Very good.
And
cook.
Yeah. Anyways, I know Nanana's doing Ice Classic. They're like $2.15 a ticket. You could guess however how much you want to try guess, and it's, I know the jackpot is like, what, $300,000-something.
Oh, wow.
It's way more than $10,000 or $12,000.
What's the deadline?
I'm not sure. I know it's sometimes next month.
Okay, we're going to find out
April,
what the deadline is, and we'll put it in there. It's April something, so we'll find out.
Okay.
Thank
well,
you.
Anyways, there's a church going on, and if anybody wants to go to the church by Casey's Supply, after church service, they'll have, you know, food, like a little potluck, you know, where people bring food.
Where's this?
It's by the Casey Supply.
A new church? I never heard of that one.
Where's that? I don't know that.
Yeah, it's, I gotta ask my mother-in-law.
Okay.
But it's up in the state highway.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, the deadline for that ticket, to be able to purchase that lottery ticket is April 5th.
5th.
5th. Not the 4th. 5th. That's next Thursday.
When you say 5th, you stick your tongue out. Is that the way? 5th.
That's the way Irish people say 5th.
Well, I just did it too.
Okay. So this is the Nanana Ice Classic, and the final day for purchasing tickets is April 5th.
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
Thank you, Stella.
Okay, you two have a good, wonderful day.
Thank you, Stella.
It's very nice, yeah.
We had Howard on earlier.
Yeah, Howard. I wonder if Howard's still on. If he is, welcome to Talk Line.
Yeah, I'm still on.
Good morning.
Hey, you didn't say Howard from Bethlehem, did you?
No,
because it's not typed up there.
We
now
don't
I'm being
Howard
more,
from Bethlehem.
I'm being much
Howard's.
More careful now.
There's a Howard in McCoy. There's a Howard in Chivac. There's a Howard in Anchorage, Fairbanks, you know.
Yeah, we don't want to get it wrong.
We don't want to get the wrong Howard on.
Yeah, and good Friday to everyone.
Oh, good. Go on.
Okay, and you know, in villages, there's a lot of complaints about Bethel supplying people with booze and bootleggers in the villages. But for years and years here in Bethel, the law's been after bootleggers, and they tried and tried and tried, and they gave up because there's nobody getting convicted. And when they were convicted, they were let go. It never hit the ground when they say they're going to bust all bootleggers, you know. Well, in the villages, you don't hear too much about the village bootleggers there and how come they're not making the paper and, you know. And who's running it, you know?
That's right. I see a lot of... Yeah, that's right, because I do see villagers come in. One guy ain't going to drink a case and a half of booze. No way. I know there's bootleggers from the villages, too, that come to Bethel and buy cases of booze and then go back and sell them.
I agree. But even before we had the liquor store here, we were getting booze from... I guess acreage was being shipped out. People from the villages would pick up the booze and then go home, you know?
Yep.
And they never, nobody ever talked about them because it was their cousin or their look or their close relation, you know? And there's people I heard earlier that are talking about this Nome thing up in Nome, you know? Well, even them, they had families that were... bootlegging, and they never said nothing to the state troopers about their family bootlegging. So, you know, it just didn't work, you know. I mean, but when they want to cut down on our source of trying to find monies for our community and have our, you know, our protection from, you know, bullies and people like that, you know. It costs money to get that, you know. So I just can't see why, you know, do we want to use Bethel as a way to find the answer. It's within their heart, and in their heart is to talk to your family and talk to them and say, hey, you're really being a nuisance to us, you know. Mm-hmm. So if we're a nuisance, somewhere in the head, somebody must think a little bit and let it sink in. I mean, sink in there, you know. how do we get across there? So how do you educate people, you know? So how in the world are we going to get to the bottom of this? It's not going to go away. It's just going to get worse and worse and worse as people complain about it, instead of trying to find solutions for those families that are really suffering from eating too much. And like us, when we were kids, we got a bag of candy. We ate the whole bag of candy, and we paid for it. We ended up in the hospital and had somebody drilling in our mouth, you know. And we got people that are fat. They love to eat real food. And you got skinny people that love spaghetti, you know.
I never gain any weight, though.
Yeah. John eats well. Food. Oh, he eats good food,
good,
too.
Good food, but I never gain any weight.
You know, it should be just one-sided. It should be both sides talking, not just one side. You know, I'd love to have go to a meeting where it's everyone is got a, you know, a say about their side of the story, and there's other ones that are really having a hard time because nobody's listening to them, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So you have about ten. You have just a few seconds more if you want to tie up what you're sharing with
us. Yeah, I'd just like to say. Please have a good Friday and take care of yourself. Be careful for what you do and what you say. All right, thank you.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Howard.
Howard.
Well, okay. Well, you know, this clock of ours, I'm going to throw it out. I'm going to take it with me when I leave and throw it in the dumpster.
We have 13 more minutes.
This clock is worthless.
We have 13 minutes.
And what can we possibly talk about in 13
minutes? It's our last 13 minutes of the John and Diane talk.
Oh, yeah. Well,
because it's going to become Diane and Peter.
Peter.
Yeah.
Cool.
So,
I like Pete.
He's great, and I really look forward to getting to do talk line with him as well.
Oh, yeah.
So you, now, what have you noticed that's changed about talk radio in your years here?
Well, before, people never had a chance, the listening audience, never had a chance to speak up about certain issues, and the only way they can do that was call on the telephone and talk to somebody.
Mm-hmm.
But now it's an open forum. It's on the radio, and everybody can hear what's on your mind, not only who you're talking to on the telephone on this end at QIAK.
Mm-hmm.
Because all we can do at QIAK as an individual, as an employee, is listen to you, get all the information, old newsman, me, and then pass it on to the next person that can take care of it. But
the big thing
is people can call in and air their opinions.
Now, do you think that the kind of calls to talk line have changed over time?
Yeah, because before, when we first started KYK, I remember, we used to get messages from the hospital, and we immediately knew who had the clap or syphilis.
Oh, okay.
Stuff.
Wait, what are you talking about?
When the hospital would put a message on the tundra room, with so-and-so from the village, please call the hospital for at this number, yada, yada. And then we immediately knew who had the disease.
Wow.
But nowadays it's different.
Okay, yes, we don't get calls like that.
No.
Okay.
That would be fun.
All right, so we're gonna have Roy on the line. Good morning, Roy. Welcome to Talk Line. You have to follow that.
Good morning.
Good morning.
calling about alcohol stuff that's going on around town.
Okay.
These villagers that are coming in, the people that, you know, people that call in search and rescue for them, you know, search and rescue has to risk their lives on finding these people. And people that are getting lost out there, they should, like, like if search and rescue go out to look for them, you know, they should start billing their families, or, you know, because search and rescue has to spend so much on looking for them. And, you know, like the police and the jail, they get a fine for paying.
Yeah.
Yeah, they should have like a bill on them, you know, search and rescue.
The families
should bill search and rescue for having them look for them.
Bill search and rescue, or should search and rescue bill the family?
Yeah, the family.
Okay.
And that way, you know, if they do that, then they'll probably, you know, open up their minds and they know not to do it again.
Okay. That's a fair idea. All right. Thank you, Roy. Okay. And we have, the ONC will be closing at 2 p.m. today due to Passover.
Yeah.
ONC closes today at 2 p.m. So if you have some business.
I don't know where
there,
the heck these guys get the idea of. They're a business, right?
Which
I mean,
one?
They're a service business.
ONC?
Mm-hmm. Any business that closes for a religious holiday shouldn't do it, because church and state got to be separate. And that's like these guys, ONC. They should stay be open all day. What the heck?
Well, okay, John. You got that
I'm
out of your
system.
I'm mad
at ONC because they denied my general assistance.
Oh, no.
I applied for that.
Okay.
Because I need help with my rent.
Uh-huh.
And then them guys, they denied it. I don't know what the heck.
Okay.
Anyway.
Well, we have another caller, John. Welcome to Talkline, John. You're on the air.
Hey, yeah, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. You're on the air, John. Go ahead.
Okay.
Oh, we're having a hard time with your line.
Are you hearing?
You're cutting out a lot, John.
Okay,
John, we're going to have to let you go. Maybe call back and see if you can get a better connection. Yeah. And we're going to go to Henry Tikyun. Good morning, Henry. Welcome to Talkline.
Yeah, good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for calling.
Yeah.
What's the matter for you?
We can talk to Manna at Okatu. Utu Maluki, Pisco Maluki, Kuskok, Anik Jamat Jamil Lestok, Ulk Pashomi, Tamana Tamai, Snow Cook Tamma, Stakakoni, Nailen, Mohammedic Sikaluni. I see that now, Tamatumke, Mudlingaksuki, Pispomaya, Suki, those guys, Tingon, Hamaklun, so shooting Pila, Konutu, Malakaya, I expired Musumam, Tresne, I should call him. Umyong Jack Hurricane Picoon. In like Huemisu, it's you of Chikun Hadrit, Time Muxip.
Yep.
Chiku Jan Pilapai. As soon as could human reason of Time Muxip Time. Tamakutamai Tali Ayagan ran on most silky Biscomayak to here. We are not such a Malikiluti Tawa Maya Luti Pilakuti.
Yeah. Yeah, nang nakfirmaka. Unless they go kidnap me and bring me down here and let me talk, but I plan not to. Guryanakfa, thank you.
Okay, so you didn't need to say anything more about that. Okay, yeah. So Wilson Green, it looks like you're going to be our last caller for today. Good morning. Welcome to Talk Line, Wilson.
Good morning there, happy people.
Good morning.
Well?
I'm looking at those DOT exits. Maybe it's Connick or those good guys. Anyway, they're doing a good job. That's kind of what I thought the only way to fix the roads if they're not going to be totally repaired until next, not this summer, but next summer. Good job. I almost want to send a bill to DOT for my repairs on my vehicle, but that's not possible. We just have to soak it in, you know, bearings and ball joints and A-arms and shock absorbers and all that cool stuff that keep you comfortable. Anyway, I did a Facebook comment on Talk Line, and I mentioned the Guzlik-style teaching for boys and men. I think the frequent callers that call on Yupik Talk Line and any other Talk Line need to do what they can to try to start up men's support group where they use elders, you know, giving direction and how to correct themselves and, you know, discipline the ones who are abusive to women and children and alcohol and drugs and whatever. I think the Guzlik style teaching would be a big help in all the communities that are here and in Bethel and surrounding villages, especially being able to work with the courts, you know, where they say for the people that are being released, you are required to attend these meetings since you're native. You should be able to get benefit from listening to your elders. You know, and it's a volunteer system, you know. People go there to speak and help the young people that are making bad choices. Yeah, it's volunteer. There's no money involved. It's just doing what you can to help your people. Because I've seen it so many times where situations like that, people don't want to go unless they're going to get something out of it, you know. And the something that they get would be a happy heart knowing that you're doing what you can to help those in need. The Guzlik-style teaching for boys and men. Thank you.
Thank you for calling, Wilson.
That's a good suggestion.
I need to do a quick translation. Thanks, Wilson. I need to do a quick translation of what Mr. Tikkun from Otmar said. Now that it's warming up, be careful when traveling on the river. Lots of water under the snow. Getting home safely is best. Travel in pairs with open water under some areas on the river covered with snow. Travel with pairs, and happy Easter to everyone.
Great. Just a minute. I'm going to sneeze. Okay, now I'm not. All right, so I have an email to read real quick for you. It goes like this. I support Bethel K9. I think Bethel K9 should be concerned about pets being neglected when caretaker is unfit because of alcohol. I'd say they should add that to their fundraising. Just a thought. Lucy Renee. Now, I think it's Bethel Friends of K9s.
What did you say?
Bethel Friends of K9s. For them to be able to rescue animals, dogs that might be in homes where due to alcohol they're not being cared for properly. Now that would be a great thing if we had an official dog catcher whose job was to call on abuse cases for dogs and pick up loose dogs and do community education and spay neuter clinics and all of that. So maybe someday. So John?
Yeah.
I think it's going to be farewell. This is it.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's farewell.
You are so fun to host with. I mean, I really enjoy it. We have a good time. We give each other looks.
Oh, yeah. We're okay together.
Yeah. So we're going to, and I'll miss your cooking.
Oh, yeah.
Definitely. You cook some great meals here at KYUK. Oh, my gosh.
Wonderful.
All right. So we're going to sign out, everyone.
Yeah. Happy Easter.
Happy Easter and have a great weekend. It's a sunny day in Bethel.
Bye.
Bye. Express yourself.